Los Angeles and beyond. What is up, loved ones? You have reached Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. It's my honor to be your host and selector. We come to you this week with the finest in soul and funk. Tonight, I got Gino Garofalo, great session man, funk, soul, Los Angeles staple. He's toured with a lot of different bands. He's sat in a lot of different bands. You probably heard him and don't even know about it. Bass man, vocalist. What's up, Gino?
Nothing. What's up, Johnny? How you doing?
Gino came down. We're going to talk a little bit. We're going to hear some music and probably talk a little ass about mutual friends.
Yeah. Got it.
Loved ones, I hope you're sticking around. I got music tonight for you from African Music Machine, Soul Jazz Orchestra. I'm going to start you off with Rebirth, brand new music from Rebirth. Show 'em is the name of the tune from their new record, Being Through the Eyes of a Child. Enjoy. Soul Jazz Orchestra out of Canada, Celestial Blues, name of the tune, from the incredible In a Fire album out last year. Next up, African Music Machine. Mr. Brown's name of the tune, from New Orleans, from back in the day. Think you're gonna dig it. Music Machine, Mr. Brown. They're from New Orleans in the early 70s, and they didn't really properly release a record back then, so Fuel Records just basically took a lot of their singles from back in the day and assembled them into a proper LP. Before that, we heard Soul Jazz Orchestra out of Canada, easily one of my faves of favorite records of 2014. Inner Fire is the name of the record. Celestial Blues, the name of the tune. That's a cover tune, but I'm not sure who did the original. We start off the set with Rebirth. Show 'em is the name of the tune from their brand new record. Out on the LA-based label Walk Talkin'. Being Through the Eyes of a Child is the name of the record. Show 'em is the name of the tune. Great band, man. If you haven't checked them out, loved ones, please do so. Let's get it going for these guys. I think their singer, Baskerville Jones, just had a birthday a couple days back. So happy birthday, Baskerville Jones. Yeah. Hey, man. Gino Garofalo's in the chair. What's going on, dude?
What's up, dude?
As I mentioned earlier, Gino's sort of a session tour guy. He's played with a lot of different bands and musicians of note. We were just talking about Ben Leon, Clay Soul.
Yeah.
And I've
dabbled in all these bands. I even dabbled in Rebirth years ago.
Yeah. Hey, pull that mic just a little closer to you.
Tell me what to do.
So what do you got going on right now?
Right now, I'm just doing a lot of writing. Doing some stuff with Jay Gutierrez and John Biggs of Maintain.
Uh-huh.
Not under the name Maintain, but just kind of getting back together, man. And got Ben, Leon Cosol with me, mm-hmm. doing a little stuff there, filling it out.
Maintain was cool, man. They were... It was like a great live show, but you guys are really good songwriters. That's what I remember, too.
Oh,
it wasn't... some bands just go and kind of... They just establish a groove, and they just kind of go for the live show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you guys actually... You could tell you guys crafted some pretty cool songs.
We took our time with some of this stuff. Some flowed very easily. Mm-hmm. Most of it, actually. But then, you know, you got writers and creators. Jason's a great writer, lyrically, and... you know, a lot of good, great melodies come out of that guy.
Jason Gutierrez.
Yeah, guitar-wise and vocals. Mm-hmm. So it's easy working with him. And all the guys.
Yeah, plus I like your songs are deep groove stuff. There's a lot of, you guys made a lot of baby-making music.
Yeah, it's a little sexy. You know, a lot of people thought we were kind of like the Steely Dan of the 2000s or the late 90s, that's a great compliment,
yeah,
man.
Can't argue with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was some baby-making music there, right?
And last time you went out, let me see. I know you've been out, within the last couple of years, I know you've been out with Orgone and Monophonics.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I did Monophonics a while back. Miles, their permanent bass player, who almost lost his position to me, but he got smart. Just kidding, Miles. No, he had a job to do. He just got married, so I took over for him for a little while. It was a great time. Had a blast. Uh-huh. All those guys are, you know, I was thinking on the way here today at how we grew up, me and you, as well as not as quite as these guys. They're a lot younger than us, but growing up in the 70s, man, and then listening to the late 60s, early 70s, and just realizing how amazing these musicians are.
Yeah,
and now. You know, 2015, man, I know that caliber of musicians. It's just amazing. It's awesome.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to be in that same kind of groove, you know?
Yeah, so you think there's some kid out there that'll be looking up your Wikipedia page?
I hope so.
Long down the road?
I hope so.
And Orgone, how about them? I think you played a couple months back, a few months back, actually. You played the Jam Cruise?
That was... a year ago, last summer.
A year ago, okay.
Yeah, and that was, man, I'll tell you what, I've never been sick. I've been sick.
From the ocean?
Nope. I mean, I got sick the night before. We played in Florida, Tobacco Road. And then I just was deathly, and I've never been that sick in my life. And for the 5 days on that boat, man, I was in the bed sweating. I had to get up the first night, play a show at like 2 a.m, just wanted to die. Mm. But I won on Jam Cruise. A lot of people can't say that.
Talk to me about a couple of the heroes that you got to meet through music. Like, you're talking about growing up. I'm the same way. Like, I remember being a kid and like Sly and the Family Stone and War,
yeah,
stuff like that. Who have you got to meet, like your heroes?
You know, I met D'Angelo once. It was at the... Do you remember the Anti-Club? The old Anti-Club?
Oh, yeah,
where they used
sure.
to do the the root down. I met him there, and he was basically just sitting with two beautiful women out in the back, and I was just sitting there smoking a cigarette. And he was smoking a joint and asked me to sit down with him.
Oh, yeah?
So I went over there, and I took a couple hits because we...
What do you sound like on that invite? How did he sound? Like, how did he invite you?
He knew I was looking at him because I knew who he was.
Yeah.
And he was like good-looking, ripped D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and these girls were pulling all over him. So he just looked at me and he said, "Hey, you want to hit?" I said, "Yeah, sure, why not?" So I went over there and, I mean, I was already like three whiskeys deep, too. I shouldn't have took that hit, to tell you the truth.
But how do you turn that down, I guess, though?
You don't. So I sat with him and he didn't rap about music, but he was just like, "Where are you from?" And he was really cool, actually. But he was baked, man. You could tell his eyes were just Chinese eyes. Mm-hmm. But it was cool. And then who else did I meet, man?
Wow, that was...
You know,
that was a little racist moment.
Was it? Is there racism there?
Yeah.
No, man.
Who else?
My Lord, blanking. Mm-hmm. You know, I've met more people through my actual day job than I have musically, which is kind of a shame.
Like who?
I mean, the list goes on. I mean, sports figures. I met Tom Cruise, which who cares about that, really? Mm-hmm. What else did I meet? Dustin Hoffman recently. Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Kardashians. Leave it there. And then, I mean, just not all A actors, but some B list. Like Reggie Bush is really cool.
Who?
Football player, Reggie
Bush. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was a really nice guy.
What's next as far as music? What's 2015, man?
You know what, man? I went back to the old days, and I got myself an 8-track.
Oh, yeah?
Just a straight 8-track, no computers in my face.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to start writing music. I'm going to put some albums out.
Anytime something pops in your head, you just throw it down?
Yeah. I'm going to. I got some ideas already. But that's what I'm going to do, man. I got all these, you know, I got my hands, like, reaching. I can reach anywhere and grab these rad musicians to play with me. Why not do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dan Hasty, Serge Rios, Kelly Finnegan, all the Monophonics crew. Ian, Austin. Why not?
Hey, look, Dunes, if you want to hear what we're talking about, I'm going to play a couple songs here. First up, we were talking about Maintain a little bit earlier, a band who, underrated, man. Great band, and filled with super musicians. Your Love is the name of the tune that we're going to play.
Oh, cool.
And you sing on that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like your vocals a lot. I think a lot of people think Gino Garofalo, they think bass playing.
Yeah.
But I dig your vocals, man.
Thanks, man.
And then after that, I'm going to play one of those new projects we're talking about. Mr. Gino Garofalo here, Jason Gutierrez, Dan Hasty, and John Biggs right after that. Dig it.
Your love is confused. to choose which it should be, to sing in discord.
Devil Mad is the name of the tune. No band name, just a bunch of session guys. A lot of talent. John Biggs on drums, Gino Garofalo, vocals and bass. Jason Gutierrez, guitar and vocals, right?
And, yep, absolutely.
And Mr. Dan Hasty.
Dan killing it on the keys, huh?
And that's a cover, right?
It's a Billy Preston cover, man.
Yeah, Billy Preston, the Black Beatle.
Yep, the fifth.
Yeah.
We've always wanted to do that song, so we just did it. Mm-hmm. It took us a couple of years, but we got it.
Yeah, Billy Preston, he music is my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Brothers Johnson were part of his backing band on that one. And then right before that, Maintain Your Love was the name of the tune.
That's a baby making music.
It was, yeah. And you know what? I think I mentioned Loved Ones I mentioned last week. First of all, this is Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Which is a website devoted to street culture, music, food, fashion, graffiti, other art, etc. Check out right now neighborhood-love.com for the latest in artist interviews. Of course, this program and the store. Oh yeah, I forgot Gino. Gino is our. If you check out the store, the t-shirts there. Are modeled by our good friend Gino Garofalo right here.
This beautiful body of mine.
Brought him a couple free t-shirts and a bottle of wine, and he was mine for the evening. Yeah.
I still have that backdrop thing. Do you want that, or should I throw that away?
We'll talk about that later.
All right.
Okay, I got that out of the way. You know, I mentioned last week, Loved Ones, about going to see Orgone at Scotland Yard. Now, it was kind of cool because it wouldn't even necessarily an Orgone show. It kind of ended up being this cool, like, round robin of just local talent, you know?
Yeah, Dan made bunch of phone calls, man, to all the
and it worked.
Like the
there was not a sour player up there. Like,
not one.
Like it's just kind of free flowing musical adventure.
Dan Ubik from the Lions, you know, Malik Moore was there.
I saw him. Yeah,
I mean,
he's tall, dude.
He's very tall.
Yeah,
and he's very cool.
Yeah,
but I mean, that was a really good night. I mean, everybody had a good time. I mean, the music was tight.
It was just to celebrate. I mean, Orgone, we know that.
Yeah.
We know they fetch a couple bucks when they play.
Yeah.
You know? But this had nothing to do with that. This was just a straight-up celebration of music.
Yep.
And just getting
the guys down there.
And it's cool that they're playing, like, these festivals and, you know, on these tours and stuff, but they're not giving up their roots, you know?
No.
Yeah.
They're not.
And that's cool. It was cool to see you up there.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that was fun. That was, what did we do? We did Bill Witherspoon, right? If I'm correct. It was a week ago,
I'm not sure. I actually got stuck bartending. I don't know if you noticed that.
I do remember that. Yeah. It was pretty packed in there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I just sort of stumbled.
Did you make any tips?
I did not. But you know what? That's cool, man, because every time I go there, Simon and them, I always get treated with respect and...
Yeah.
You know, so why not give a little back? You know, I'm glad to pitch in.
Yeah.
Let's get down to brass tacks, man. This is really, really the reason I asked you on the show. All right, give me a couple embarrassing stories about notable musicians here we're talking about. I want to hear about, like, you know.
Do I have to give names or?
Band name.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, okay.
Hair color.
Okay, I'm going to do this one. It's a long story, kind of quick thing.
Yeah, go.
So we were playing, I think it was called the Devil's Tongue or something. It was like in the middle of the mountains with Monophonics.
Devil's Tongue?
Something like that. They'll correct me if I'm wrong. But it was like literally in the middle of nowhere. Kelly Finnegan, mm-hmm. amazing musician, singer, yes. keyboard player of Monophonics, was completely like deathly sick like I was on that jam cruise. Mm-hmm. So he's like, dude, I ain't playing. I'm sitting in the van in 20 blankets. So you guys have to come up with a musical, you know, just do some instrumentals.
Oh, shit.
So we're like, cool, we'll just do a bunch of shots. mm-hmm. Get shitty and get on stage. So we did. And it was great. And all these people came out and all these like townspeople, like mm-hmm. all these like mountain men. And it was kind of cool. And then at the first set ended, we went to the bar. They were pouring us free drinks. And this one lady was just, you know, all, not tooting my own horn, but all over me. Uh-huh. She wasn't my flavor. Uh-huh. Plus, I have a lovely woman in my life, so I wasn't having nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she, long story short, after the show, went up to our rooms. And we stayed above the bar, which was like a crack flat, dude. Like, just dirty mattresses thrown on the ground. Disgusting. So I find the one room with a couch that's semi-clean just to, like, kind of sit up and sleep.
Yeah.
And that girl, I just hear the door shut, and she's behind me. She's like, hey, what's up? Uh-huh. I'm like, nothing. What are you doing? She's like, I want to hang out with you. I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I said I was married.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm married. Can't do it. I love my girl. She's like, you know you want me. I'm like, I do not want you.
You feeling you're raped right now, yeah.
Dude, here's what happened. I turned around for 1 second. She got me in a chokehold. I mean, and she was big, dude. And she was like a mountain girl.
Yeah.
And she like literally almost choked me out. And I'm not a violent man, but I had to punch this woman, man, like from the backside. I jawed her up a couple times. You know, she let go. And then Nameless, dark hair, that plays some brass.
In the Monophonics.
In the Monophonics. Saved the day. And then the next thing when I woke up in the morning, you know, I walked by his room and sure enough, that mountain was laying on top of him sleeping. So I think he took one for the mean team, man. I don't want nothing to do with that.
He likes some Amazonia. Yeah.
But that's a story that goes down in the books, man. When we wrap that out, everybody laughs. Everybody laughs how she choked me to death almost.
Yeah, that's weird. That it's really hard to turn down a woman like that.
I mean,
I don't know. Well, I can't speak for women, you know, but of course we know what's in the news. We see it out there in the bars and stuff now. You know, women have to be a little bit sometimes a lot defensive or something.
Yeah.
God, that's gonna suck just to live with that all the time, right?
Yeah. You know, even when if she was beautiful, you know, when some women throw them, you're just kind of a turn off, man. I mean, maybe when I was 18, I didn't mind, but
yeah. No, I'm just saying you want to dance a little, you want to have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You want the ancient seductive arts.
Yeah. And she was a little older than me, and she kept boasting about her 5 kids. I'm like, great, you're a keeper.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're listening out there, lady,
Gino's at
Skid Row Studios right now.
Yeah, don't choke anybody out, man.
In downtown Los Angeles on Olive Street.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. What else? Let me see. We got are you guys even working on a band name? I mean, I need to reference the people somewhere.
You know, not yet. I think we're gonna let the music.
What are some ideas that have came up?
Name wise?
Yeah.
You know, nothing.
Come on.
Nothing,
dude.
Come I'm on. Telling you,
now's a great time to make something.
Just
up.
Make one up right now. Can't even do it.
How about Backstabbeth?
Backstabbeth?
Yeah, there you go. Gino's new band, Backstabbeth. Loved ones, by the way, this is Neighborhood Love Radio. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, reflections, what have you, feel free to email me. You can always get me at radiosancho@gmail.com. That is radiosancho@gmail.com. Also, if you're a musician and you want me to play some music, if you got some music that fits within the genres we play here, I'm talking soul, funk, the light dusting of reggae and hip-hop from time to time, again, go ahead and email me. Loved ones, I don't know if you know it, but it is Michael McDonald's birthday. Ooh. Yeah, so I put a little set together. I got the Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan, back when he was in the band, and he has unmistakable keys and vocals on that one. And also another band, Holy Ghost, a little bit more of an electronic band, a little electro-funk. But again, once that chorus hits, no mistaking that rich vocal of Michael McDonald.
He's one of my favorite vocalists.
Well, we're going to skip the Doobie Brothers and go straight to Steely Dan. Again, keys and vocals, unmistakable. Unmistakable voice. Michael McDonald, happy birthday. Steely Dan, background keys and vocals by Michael McDonald. Happy birthday. Next up is Holy Ghost, a little electro-funk for you. And it's a good tune by itself, but again, Michael McDonald's birthday, so wait till that chorus hits. You'll hear his voice. Oh, by the way, Holy Ghost is playing tomorrow, Friday 13th, with Basement Jacks at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel.
Sure.
was Holy Ghost. Some Children is the name of the tune. Background vocals by Mr. Michael McDonald. Anyway, we had one of our tunes didn't load properly like a corrupted file, and so we reached, Jenny reached into the grab bag there, and what did we pull out?
Pulled out some of the Lions.
The Lions from Los Angeles. Oh, That's great, because they just had a record come out a couple days back. Matter of fact, I think they are playing this evening at that Echo.
That's why I picked it.
Oh, good.
I think that was last night.
That was last night.
Yeah, that's why I picked it.
It was a great show. Anyway, the Lions from Los Angeles.
I thought I had the one, the perfect girl for me. Turns out I was only her number two. Not knowing what to do, what to say or who would help me through. I went down to talk to the man on the corner stool. I said, do you have any advice for me? Said, son, don't fight another's reality. Use your intuition to assess each situation. Sometimes you should stay, sometimes you should run. When I came home, she's all gone. Not interested in conversation, let alone exploring emotion. Padre Ichiro told me something my eyes now start to see. Marijuana more than she loves me. I went down to the corner just to see.
Gino Garofalo, thank you so much for coming down, dude.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Gino is part of the musical cultural landscape here in Los Angeles, and that's what the show is about music and about the different people who contribute to the culture. Music, food, fashion, art. Neighborhood Love Radio, we are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, and we like to celebrate all that. Thank you so much, loved ones, for coming by. I will see you next week.